What's the deal with that light?
I have no idea.
I think it's beautiful, but I don't
I have no idea what the deal is with that. I don't even know where it came from.
I love that. I think the moon is reflect. Mm. Look at how obedient the moon is.
If you get up off, if you want.
Okay.
To the sun, to reflect it so beautifully. And don't kid yourself if you don't think that I think of every Acheron when the thought comes. Whether they are in Ukraine or India or whatever, wherever they are. When there is a need, there is a thought. I wrote a letter to an enlightened woman about 20-some years ago. It was accidentally that I don't even remember the story anyway. And I said, I wrote it about someone. I said, this person is such an amazing person, such a noble soul. Why is he going through this? And her answer was very stern. First of all, it made me mad for a short while. She said, but does he know God correctly? And I thought about it for a long time. Because at that time for me, devotion and loving God was a right step in the right direction, which it was. It wasn't about me, it was somebody else. Now I realize, you see, we are beginning to know God right. We never knew God before. Now we personally know God correctly. Because we are beginning to know ourselves. And she said the key is to know God correctly. It was offensive then for me, because the person I was writing about was very dear to me. And was in the world one of the most noblest person I knew. Why is she saying that about it? That brings our teaching into the different light. That finally in this lifetime, Acheron, whoever is sent to this